Parshas Vayishlach opens with Yaakov sending messengers to Esav.
For angels.
Yeah. And he gives them... he gives them a message to tell them. He says, tell him, Laman Garti, etc. Then the pasuk says, Vayhili shor v'chamor tzon v'ev v'shivcha v'shalcha la'agid la'adudim l'tzochem inecha. From having been with Laban, I've made some money. Now I have shor v'chamor, tzon v'eved v'shivcha. I have all this stuff to send you. But if you look, when they come back and said Esav's coming with 400 men, so Yaakov splits up his machana. V'yirah Yaakov ma'od v'yitzelo. He's bothered. So what does he do? V'yachat tzedam asher ito tzon v'dabakar v'gmalim. He splits up his tzon bakar and gmalim into two camps. So the Meshech Chachma points out. Wait, he sent a gift. And he said, I have shor v'chamor. And then he splits up his camp, and there's shor v'chamor v'gmalim. So one of them is missing from the gift. Gmalim. So why? So that's a perfect opportunity for a nice drasha. So the Meshech Chachma tells us that Yaakov is, Esav might have needed a decoder ring to figure it out. But Yaakov is sending Esav a message, a hidden message here. Because... what is a shor? A shor is a kosher animal. What is a chamor? A chamor is a non-kosher animal. But we know that what makes an animal kosher, there's two simanim. The animal needs to, very good, split hooves and chew its cud. Okay? There are many animals that have one of the two. For example, the pig, and most notably, has split hooves and it doesn't chew its cud. Also the camel. The camel has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud.
They have rumens, not stomachs. The animals that chew their cuds.
That thing. So, the chew their cud animals. And, so, Yaakov is saying to Esav, I know shor v'chamor. I know the kosher animal and the non-kosher animal. And what am I not mentioning? I'm not mentioning the gamal. Because Esav is part of the Umot HaOlam, where bad is mixed with good. Esav has some things going for him. He does his Kibbur Ava'im. He does, he's in Eretz Yisrael. He has some good things. But he also does a lot of bad, all the murder and bloodshed and stealing and whatever else goes on. So for him, it's all a big mixture. For him, it's the Gamal. It's presenting itself as though I'm kosher. Chazal tells about the pig lies in the mud with his feet up, trying to show you, look, I'm kosher, showing you the one siman he does have. But Yaakov is saying, I'm not confused. There's no gamal for me. I see it all as black and white. I see all the good, all the shor, and I see all the bad, all the chamor. And there's no confusion here, Esav. I'm on a different level, different madrega here. You come from this mixture, sometimes good, sometimes bad. For me, it is all clear as day to me. Shor v'chamor. And that's the message Yaakov's giving him. In other words, you've been living this this mixture life. You have some good stuff, but you and I, we're not the same in this. And I know the difference. And that's an important message throughout life, because most of the issues that we get in life, they're not going to be the black and white ones. They're going to be the gray ones, the complex ones. They're going to be the gamal or chazir presenting itself as kosher, and we're going to have to discern. We're going to need Yaakov's sharp eye to realize that the gamal and chazir, which have one kosher siman, are just as not kosher as the chamor that has no kosher siman. We need to be as clear and discerning as between a shor and chamor when it comes to all those gray cases. All those gray cases, that's, if they don't meet the right criterion, if they don't meet whatever benchmark or gvul, line in the sand there is, so you have to understand that they are treif. We refer to it as chazer treif, right? Chazer treif. Chazer treif has one siman. Chazer treif is treif like chamor treif, like a donkey treif. Like no siman, and that is the message that the Meshech Chachma sees in the psukim here from Yaakov. Yaakov sends him a gift. Vahili shor v'chamor. I have shor v'chamor. I have camels too, but I'm mentioning shor v'chamor because to me everything I see clearly as shor v'chamor, and that's the goal for all of us. that we're going to be able to discern even the gray and complicated cases to realize that they also have what is wrong and what is right, and we have to work to not be confused or cloudy in our judgment about them. Shkach.
Shkach.